Well, build my gallows and build them high. Makes a long time climbing before I die. I want the chance that's built in his eye. Well, he gave me balls, but I can see between to a dusty yard and a long gone green. They call that freedom, if you know what I mean. And I drown my sorrows, but the whiskey's gone.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Short Bangers. I'm Matty, joined tonight by Colin and John. How are you doing, guys? Quiet,
normally,
good.
You normally pitch this to one of us, and now you've been left the hanging. So
I thought we'd been at this game long enough now that I could do that, and you could just go with it rather than...
Strictly amateur.
Aye. So confused is the answer to the question, then. How are you doing? I'm confused, Matty.
I'm all right.
Are you all right?
I'm a couple of days off my work, so I'm in a good mood, and I'm not back to work till next Thursday. So
that's decent.
Good.
Decent.
You got the Sky Q lined up? Or is that the recording function? What's the recording function called? Or just recording?
Sky Q's the box, I think, but it all just goes into the... It's just like your Sky Planner still. Just, I don't know. Right. Hear me? Well, the kids are off till... I think they're off on Monday as well, so... Tuesday, Wednesday, I've got to myself.
Do you still call it taping something off the tailor? Still taped it?
Do I? Yep.
Do you remember years back, it was Video Plus, there was like a fucking barcode or like
a number. It used to get the paper in the brackets. Aye. I always missed the end or the start.
Was that the thing that was in like the Radio Times where you could input a code?
It was in the paper.
It was in the newspaper, as well.
In the Sun, if you went in the Sun TV listings, you would get like about 12 digits long. Tap in 54321 and that, and it would go and record fucking Big Break or something on Saturday night. That's how old it was.
Ten digits long, 54321.
Aye, 543 twice. I just didn't worry the mute.
get some questions on the go. Right, 25 minutes on the clock. First question for Raymond. Right, metric time measurement 1 to 100. 24 hours would be 100. 12 p.m. would be 50. 6 a.m. 25. Minutes would be 0.6. So 06:05 would be 25:03. Completely pointless, but well worth listening to you all try to work it out. So.
You're right. I mean, his calculations are spot on.
Aye. Well, who do you think came up with the current system?
God, was it not God? I don't know. I'm not sure. But
I think he just did the timings. Like assuming you accept if we went there, that's what happened. He would have went, that can spin around the big fucking orange thing. That'll take that long to do it. And then somebody must have went, but how would they have timed it in the first place? Because they've not got a watch time it.
God gave us his only begotten son so that we could have a 24-hour clock. Is that
that's
what
a
we're
question.
Saying?
Maybe they did
that's
it.
Raymond, tell Raymond, that's a better question. Who fucking timed it in the first place?
Aye, who timed it? Because maybe they went, right, day one, two, three, four, and counted up. And
who
then
made the numbers
went
up, though? Who made one come before two?
Well, that's language, though, isn't it? So you'd always have multiple, you know, you'd always say it wouldn't necessarily be called one, because you might be German for a start. Right?
Ein. Remember?
Aye.
I think it was the Arabs that came up with zero. Like before, I know this sounds daft, but it was something that was covered in my cybersecurity course. We just take zero for granted, but zero didn't always exist.
Interesting. Was that to do with binary stuff?
Yeah.
Right. And it says a better one would be just 360 degrees. So I can get on board with this one. AM and PM is two separate rotations of 360. So 180 degrees would be 6 AM or PM. 40 would be about 2.
I think the number system had to be invented before you could then start recording stuff. So, and I think it's got to do with the amount of time that it takes for the Earth to orbit the Sun, or the Sun to orbit the Earth. I can't remember which it is, or the Moon, or whichever it is. It's part of the lunar cycle, I'm sure.
What the degrees?
Does that answer any of the questions?
No, you're just vaguely telling us.
Just about... the original question. So you had to have a number system in order to calculate how long something took her to be able to apply a logic to it. And then afterward, like, everything follows after that. But the only reason that the clock isn't 360 minutes or 360 degrees already is because it is determined by something else. It's completely separate. So you kind of just go, well, it's 360 degrees.
A clock is 360 degrees.
Well, you could still, the clock could still be 360 or...
No, digital one, obviously. But
it could still be, but the minutes would have to be adjusted accordingly. So what? So if it was to move however many degrees, say it was 1 degree, 1 minute, the degree would have to, how do I put this?
So no, a degree isn't it, but you're not doing a degree per minute. So basically,
90 degrees is 3 o'clock. Okay.
Basically, it's like you're monitoring where the small hand is on the clock. Is where that, if you use that system, so 90 degrees would be 3 o'clock.
Yep.
Right. So it's where the wee hand would be if you were taking that. So minutes would be trickier. There's a lot of.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, the minutes would be trickier because you're like the movement of the hand on this clock that's 360 degrees or 360 minutes or whatever it happens to be is different from our understanding of time and the way it's recorded at the moment.
But didn't it, why do you need minutes though? Like, really?
How often?
Aye. Well, why do you need them? Like, generally, say if you're going to meet somebody, do you ever say, I'll meet you at 7 minutes past 9?
No, that'd be the back of
it. Quarter past, half past, quarter to. There's only 4 minutes you need, I think. You ever hear Frank Skinner? He talks about not being constrained by the 15s or something like that. So right. He'll no set his alarm for quarter past or half past. It's like he'll only do it. He'll set it for like 6:04 or 6:06 in the morning because he'll say, "No, why should I be? Why are you making me follow this rule?"
It's arbitrary rule.
Mm.
That's a good question, though. Like, why are there trains that leave at 6:27 or buses that depart at 4:14?
But do they ever depart from the beginning at that time? The beginning of the route? Or is that just because on route, it'll take them 14 minutes to get somewhere? They left at 4 a.m. They got to your bit at 4:14.
They do, but that's because they can't all leave at the same time, just for logistics. That's why. And then the bus stops are now all equidistant. So they can't arrive at a precise, quarter past or.
So is that why we need minutes to answer Colin's question?
So we can get the bus.
So the buses didn't leave at the same time, but surely, somebody could just stand and go, right, you next, like the fucking boys and the road workers do. Rather than, once they've dug a hole and stand there, they stand there and direct cars rather than actually fucking fixing whatever it is they've dug a hole for. They just stand in direct traffic.
I think when the buses were privatised, the Tories laid that guy off.
What guy?
What guy?
The guy that directed the buses. Right, it's you.
Is it? Oh, what happened?
All right. William says, when you open a yogurt or anything else with a peel-back foil when it doesn't come off in one complete bit, how annoyed do you get on a scale of Alan McGregor rage with the wee bit stuck to the carton?
It's not really something that I don't really bother that much. I'm quite low on the McGregor scale here.
Do you know what puzzles me about those things? Like, so I've not got an issue with the yogurt when it peels back, because generally speaking, like with your Miller corners, the wee bit that gets left behind, you can usually just go in and get it, or it doesn't interfere with your yogurt eating pleasure. But see if you were to get like a pasta bake or a lasagna or something, and it's got like, and it, you read the instructions, you peel back the lid, take off the cardboard sleeve, and then you take off the lid, and then you're left with like wee bits of plastic that refuse to come off.
Aye.
Does that interfere with your dinner when you've got it in the oven? Are you getting
superheated
carcinogens in your lasagna?
You're buying, just make your own. Like, why are you buying shit like that?
Sometimes you get one. The hand in it, it's the whole fucking the whole point of them. You might not have hours to make there. I don't know if it takes hours to make a lasagna, but
I don't know if I'd call it an ambition, but I do aspire to make a lasagna.
One of my best dishes in this house, aye.
Of course it is. That's why you're giving me a hard time about it. You're going to get me around for a cooking lesson.
I'll show you how to do it.
Colin does Nigella.
I made a bra macaroni cheese tonight. That was good.
Aye.
Wee bit left for the morning as well.
I wouldn't buy anything like that if I was buying, like going to come in your Tesco and you're like, oh, fuck, I never took any mince or that out for tea last night. I wouldn't go in and buy. I wouldn't buy like a.
Oh, I think sometimes I'm no fucking bothered. Every now and again, some of them are all right. The curries are quite nice. Again, like the Tesco game, like a tikka masala or a madras, it is. Yeah. It's decent. It's no takeaway standard, like, and but I'm not very good at making a curry like that. My curries aren't that bro. So I'd rather buy a curry if I was doing that.
See, I plan my idea of the cooking in here. So I plan it for the week what we're having. So when we do the shop, which is like again, this is foreign land to you, Matthew. But I plan out for the week and we do the shop. The shop arrives on a Thursday, comes every week at the same time on a Thursday lunchtime. And I've already planned it on the Wednesday what we're having on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So I'll go, oh, I need to get that. I need to get this. And then so I'm generally want to nip into Tesco at 8 o'clock. And grabbing a pack of lasagna.
I mean, spontaneous. If
just, I feel like I've had a lecture of my dad. Better be buying that shite, son.
Can they make an annoying thing fresh. Made annoying thing with a yogurt rice. It is annoying when there's a bit of the lid sticks to it, but when you open it and you forgot to turn it the other way and open it like facing away from you and you get bits of yogurt on your t-shirt.
Completely, you're just on yourself.
Aye. Which is annoying because if you want to just use your finger to catch it, you didn't care if you've got a bit of your ages. You've been there for earlier. So, right. WTC 1981 says, how many feet high should they build the gallows for folk who scrape their knife back into the butter tub with all their crumbs? He says 15 is not high enough.
Big pet hate of mine, that.
My daughter's moaning at that all the time. Like, it's actually not happened so much since my son's moved it.
That's
weird, eh? That's weird. But it's the bother that much.
Nah, so would you use that bit of butter again?
No, I'd probably just move it to kind of scrape those wee bits out and just deal with them.
So who's using it? Would you? You can't. But so you're just chucking a bit of butter away because somebody's lazy as fuck.
Is it really that bad? Like, it's not like someone's been licking the crumbs. Like, it's just come off a fresh bit of toast.
Aye. So you then scoop that bit out and chuck it in your sauce for your lasagna,
Or your baked potato.
Is that all right? Aye?
Add a wee bit of texture to your pie. A wee bit of crunch.
Breadcrumb flavour.
Wee bit of home meal. Multi-sauce.
My father-in-law used to get pissed off at folk going in the butter, like in the middle, and like hoiking it out. He was a very much a level, scrape the knife across it. So obviously, any time out for dinner, I would just go boom, right in the middle. Even though that isn't what I do, but I just knew it pissed him off. So I used to just fucking do it.
Susie47062 said, how long do you give your dog to shite in the piss and rain before giving up?
I'm quite fortunate here because my dog hates the rain. So she will go out, have a shite and run straight back in. Or take her out, if you're taking her out the front, I'll not even get to the end of the driveway at the front and she'll be on the wee patch of grass at the front having a shite. She's like, get me back in. Hates the rain.
John, what about Murphy?
Aye, Murphy's pretty good for that as well. Like if it's pishing down, he kind of looks outside. He's not quite keen, but he knows that he's got his routine and he knows what he's going outside to do. And usually the last walk at night is just out to the grass nearby, so he doesn't even get around like the wee loop. He's maybe like halfway along, squats back indoors.
So apparently dogs don't like the rain, not because they're wet, but because of the noise.
Is that right?
Apparently that's a thing, because their hearing's that sensitive. When it rains, everything's amplified.
I've got to try and trick her out in the morning for her morning pee and that. I had that before. I think I told you before, I don't know if I said it on here, but I opened the back door like really late while she's standing ready to go. Because if it's open, she can see it. So I opened the door, she would put pause on the step at the back and done a 180, straight back, round and back in. She said, you're a fucking brick. It's raining, I'm coming back in. So she fucking hates it. Never liked it.
Bailey did that the other morning. It was raining, so we'd be table, open the back door just behind me. And normally, I go out in the garden first, and he comes out after us, unless he's really busting, he bolts out. First thing in the morning, so I've come down, let him out his crate, come through, seen it's raining, chucked my jacket on, and it was fucking torrential rain as well. Opened the door, I wandered out. He had a look and just stood where he was at the back door, but inside it pitched on the floor, looking at me and making eye contact as well. Just going, ha, look at you, you daft prick, standing out in the rain. So. That was annoying because then I was soaked and I had pish to clean up. So, aye, right, duck chat. Aye, right, Fat as Picky said, if Sticky Vicky, her from Benidorm with the magic fanny, is her nickname, does that mean her full name is Stictoria Victoria? I'm going to say definitely yes.
Let's go with that.
Definitely
the
yes.
The late Stictoria Victoria.
I don't know. I really like the phrase Magic Fanny, but I'm not sure how much we're allowed to talk about it. Can you call it like an illusionist vagina? Stictoria Victoria.
Is that what we use? Vagina. Where you said it's like a wizard's sleeve, be like appropriate.
That's where the viz comes in.
Aye. Fat as Bricky said, it's been nearly 30 years since Jimmy Nail sung that song about the Lady Lion. Did he ever find love or learn to trust someone?
Fuck it, we'll be about that, eh?
Aye.
Is Jimmy Nail still alive?
Aye.
I think so.
You'd assume it would be in the paper if he died, eh? Or is he kind of slipped that far down the celebrity list?
Nah, he was in a video's in pit. A video's in pit is still famous enough to get a mention, I think.
Aye. He was, was it Crocodile Shoes or something? That was that what he did when he...
That was his other song. That was the other song that I know. Aye. That was the only other song I could think of when he said that one.
Because he was considered like a bit of attractive. Not that we would talk about kind of folks' appearance or anything, but I was always baffled by that one. You go, fucking Jimmy Nail, what? No, that...
Okay. It's a big skinny guy with a broken nose and sort of curly hair, eh?
Long aye.
Hair. It was a bit weird.
She's on a quiet taste, maybe.
Aye. We'll say he did. Let's go for a happy ending on that one. So he did learn to love and trust somebody. Andrew said, you're wrongly convicted of a crime everyone thinks you're guilty. 3 years for tax evasion or 3 months for stealing knickers off washing lines. I guess that's what you would rather be. I'd take 3 months.
I would as well.
Prison looks shite.
Yeah.
What would be your justification for when you tell folk that it's a wrongful conviction? Because presumably you're going for the 3 months because it's less than 3 years, but how do you explain it to folk? I was nicking knickers, but there's a reason why.
She was a dare or a bet or something.
Aye.
You'd have to because...
I'm a rampant pervert.
Aye, exactly. I like smelling them. but only when they're clean. Only when they're clean.
Do you think if you were to like try and style out like that, actually I've got a wee bit of a problem. Like I really like sniffing underwear fresh off the line. Like
your work would be likely to support you with that one, right? And put you through some kind of rehab, whereas tax evasion and my line of work, your line of work, probably no ideal.
Aye.
So I probably that 3 months. But also, the wife's had the COVID for the week, and she's been in the room for a week. She's totally stir crazy. So I'm thinking, if you're only in the room for a week, and you're like that, imagine doing 3 months.
Aye. Did you watch that Time? Is it called Time on BBC with Sean Bean and Stephen Graham?
Aye. Stephen Graham did.
Aye. Like I say, that looks shite, doesn't it? Like, prison looks shite.
That's why there must be so many fights. You're sitting in that room 23 hours a day or whatever. You get an hour of walking around the garden. And, you're just building up aggression the whole 23 hours you're in there.
Aye.
I suppose.
When you come out, you just go and knock somebody out.
I suppose, like, with 3 months as well, there's every chance that you'll get a reduced sentence. So you might only be in there for 1 month. And 1 month's quite a nice wee break, I think, regardless of where you are.
And you'd have some knickers to sell to other inmates as well for kinks. Tracy Smith says, have you ever fallen asleep on your other half midway through a conversation?
I'm glad you finished it.
There was a deliberate pause. when the notification comes through for that one, you know, when your phone puts on your lock screen and you get like a bit of the tweet, I'm sure that is a bit that I saw. Have you ever fallen asleep on your other half? I wonder where Tracy's gone with this question. And then, midway through a conversation. I've had it the other way around. If I was doing something like that, I don't know, I should admit it, but it would be on purpose. It would make it look accidental. I would just shut my eyes and pretend long enough until it actually happened. But it's definitely gone the other way. Like, I've been halfway through a conversation, and fuck's sake.
Do you even get listened to in a conversation sometimes? Kind of she's on her phone or watching something on the telly. Or is it same in my house? I wasn't sure if it was just me. So I'm feeling better now that you're...
No, but if it goes the other way around, I get grief for it. See, I'll just dismiss it because I go, sometimes I do that. So fair fuck, so I'm not going to not going to moan about it. But if it's that, if I do that, it's the fucking worst thing. Oh, you're addicted to your phone and all. Every cunt's addicted to their phone. You're just off yours. I put my phone down more than anybody in the house. It's like actual factual. See, if I'm watching something on the telly, I put it to one side, and then I'll watch what's on the telly.
And you've now got that thing on. I noticed when you try to send a text, it says he's got his notifications silenced or something.
Like after
so I need to press. I think you say fucking ignore it. Aye, so it still goes through.
Was it anyway? After 9 o'clock, mine's because I'm quite happy. No, but I need everybody to get in touch with me at that time for like how. So if I'm looking at my phone, I'll answer. But if I'll be watching something TV or wanting a wee bit downtime,
yeah,
I'll just put my phone at one side and then that's it. Then I'll get by no answering your text. Something's there. Can't be doing with the dog. Phone's in another room. That's why. Anyway, John, you ever fallen asleep? Well, no, I guess you have fallen asleep. Have you ever fallen asleep mid-conversation?
Hundreds of times, but
I probably can't stand it now. Yeah, listen to this. They're like,
I think your fear about that question about having fallen asleep on someone, I've never done that, but I've had a partner who once fell asleep while giving me a hand job.
Did you grab her hand?
Keep it going.
No.
Is it like rigor mortis? Or does it just drift away?
It was just kind of that like sort of like relaxing in the grip. I was like, well, that's no fun. Aye, that was weird. That was weird.
Colin?
Oh, definitely, aye. I mean, dozing, I'm quite a bad one for after dinner. Starting, like, if you're sitting down having a wee doze, and usually she'll be saying something about her work. I
hope she watches the bag so she can see this.
She's well worn out of watching this, right? her brother will grass me though. He'll be fucking phoning her in the morning.
Shall we, yeah.
Grassing bastard. But I try and cover it up because I realise again you're doing it. Eh? You think I'm not fucking paying attention here. My eyes must be glazed over and that. But sometimes they're just on a rant, so you just need to be a good pretend listener.
Right?
So I definitely have.
You had a tip for this, John, didn't you? For the pretend listening, which was. Explain that to me again, was it? Is that like
it was
how do you mean?
You sort of asked them inquisitively, how do you mean? What do you mean? And on to get them to explain it twice. The unfortunate thing was that my voice was that loud when I was saying this on the podcast that my wife picked up and she gave me a bell for it. Every fucking time.
She was still listening to the hand job better than
I said a partner, I never said my wife. Just in case my wife was listening.
FM Edinburgh said that if snow is cold, how do you get snow burns?
Well, is that not like, I don't know how it works, but there's a thing, obviously, right, that's why I'm on here and no fucking famous scientist or something, but see when you've got like warts or anything like that.
And they freeze them off.
They're frozen off, aren't they?
Aye.
So there must be a thing, like when it must get to a certain degree, temperature, that burns you off. Because I had a wart years ago. It was under my ear, like under my, like if you flap the lobe up, and it was there, and that's you went into the Lauriston.
Is that your on off switch?
They brought this like fucking box out, and like, you know, it was like this, it was like,
was the, it the big like silver canister?
Aye,
like almost and, like a flask.
And the frozen ice sort of stuff comes out at, like you're at Century 2000 or something, and they put the smoke on. It was like that, and then they just touch your ear and it burns it off. Then it just
liquid nitrogen in it, which is weird because I think I've seen experiments where someone's like plunged their hand into the liquid nitrogen and it comes out and it's absolutely fine, but then they do something like that where it's like a concentrated amount, and it does burn. But there is something weird about like extreme cold where it burns. But it must be like it's a different kind of burn from a heat-based burn, like fire or hot water or whatever.
See, if you've got a snow burn, do you think you like pour hot water over it to? Can you put cold water on it?
Boiling water.
You would, because if
heat it back up.
You would have to heat. It's like if you got hypothermia. Usually, folk who go out and get the extreme kind of they're kicking about the Antarctic or Arctic circle and they get frostbite, then you would have to warm it up. It's the fingers are getting the ice burn, but you would have to heat them up to. If you think about it, you're just reversing the damage that's been done. So if your skin's too hot, you put cold in it to cool down. And I suppose
you couldn't put boiling kettle over it. You couldn't
do that. It would go the other way. I think if you had it one extreme and then the other one, I think it just cracks off. I would imagine.
The white wine, red wine thing.
That's what I'm thinking. But I think your body's only designed to operate within certain temperatures. So if you come into contact, it's one extreme or the other. It's going to do some damage, so I guess that's why snow would do it. Although snow doesn't it? Just snow's not cold enough.
Aye.
On its own,
it'll reflect the sun. That's the type of snowburn.
But if you're chucking snowballs about, Kevin, you're wee, you would pick up snow, and
it needs to be an
extreme temperature rather than just snow itself.
So yeah. I wonder if so. Just thinking about the boy's question. So if you were to fall in the snow and put your hands out, then you could, there's a chance there that you could scrape your hands, for example. Or like if you were to pick up a snowball and you were to like be throwing snowball after snowball after snowball, I think it's like all the ice crystals like scratching your hand rather than burning it. I think that's one phenomena.
I don't think that's right.
Google it.
Did you Google it?
No, I'm just trying to be confident.
I'll check it later. But I think, Kevin, you would chuck snowballs about for fucking ever, Ken. What would happen is your hands would get redder and redder and redder as they would get colder. But eventually you get to the point where you're going, shake them and rub them on your tumpkin, whatever. Aye, under your pits or the rest of it just to get a bit of heat back in them. But they wouldn't have like any damage done to them. They just warm back up and they'd get the colour back, circulation going back to them and all the rest of it, and then you're all right.
Maybe that was the act of smoothing it off. Like, I wonder if like rugged sand, if you were to be sliding along it, if that would cut your hand up. It would. I know it would.
Well, if you like, effectively sandpapered yourself.
Aye.
Yeah. That would do some damage. Like. Mm. Aye. That's 25 minutes up. Sorry about that, everybody. That's the end of the episode. Right, we'll be back soon for another one, which we'll record pretty much straight after this. So, catch you next time.
Well, they trailed me down when I broke free. I drank all the whiskey in Tennessee. I don't drink water, no.